The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Zevachim has been dedicated by our good friend and student of the Shi'ur Daf Yomi, Binyamin HaKohen, Benny Cohen, that they call Benny C., that has dedicated this Masechet, and Be'ezrat Hashem he will have Hatzlacha V'harvacha, and being that he is a Kohen, Be'ezrat Hashem when Mashiach comes, he will serve in the Beit HaMikdash with the other Kohanim that will serve in the Zichut, that he dedicated this Masechet that specifically talks about the Avodah of the Kohanim in the Beit HaMikdash of the Korbanot.
Daf Lamed Gimel. Today's daf is being studied in Nishmat Abraham ben Esther, Ruach Hashem Tenichenu b'Gan Eden, Amen. Refuat Shleima Miki ben Jamie, Enna Refanador, Fot HaNefesh, Amen. Fot HaGuf. And today's daf is being studied in Hatzlachat ben Yamin Mordechai ben Esther. We are on the Lamed Gimel Amud Rishon. We're at the second line. We have an opinion on the last daf of Ula. Ula held bi'ah b'miksat shime bi'ah, a partial entrance into the holy areas is considered entering. That means if somebody's tame, even if he entered partially, he took his hands in, it's considered entering. Other opinions say no, it's not considered entering until you actually, your majority of your body is inside. He says no, even partial entry is considered entering. So the Gemara is going to bring an ayat to that shita. Let's bring a proof. Kol ha-semichot shehayu sham, all the semichot that used to be in the Azaran, the Beit HaMikdash, they used to have to press their hands on the head of the animal, on the back of the animal. It's called semicha. So it says, kol ha-semichot regarding the different animals, kore alehem ani, I say about them, tekef l'smicha shechita, I say a rule, tekef l'smicha, immediately after they make smicha on the animal, the smicha was done when the animal was alive, right after that you have to do shechita, tekef l'smicha shechita, you cannot delay it, so therefore you have to do the smicha in a place where you could do the shechita. You don't want to do the semicha in one place and have to walk the animal to the shechita area. So you do the semicha in the place where you can do the shechita. So right after semicha, boom, you do the shechita. Chutz mizu. Except for this one. Which is this one? The asham of the mitzora. The asham of the mitzora is the korban asham that the mitzora brought. Why? So it says, shechita b'sha'ar nikanor. The semicha, instead of being done in the azara, where all the semichot used to be done, this was done outside of the azara, before the azara, in a gate called Sha'ar Nikanor. Why was it done there? She'en mitzora yechol nikanes lesham. Because the mitzora cannot enter the azara ad shemazin alav midam hatato or midam ashamo, until he gets sprinkled on. But normally the semicha was done in the azara, and right after they did the semicha in the azara, they would do shechita because of the law of tekef the semicha shechita. But when it came to the asham mitzora, this was an exception. They had to do it outside the azara in Sha'ar Nikanor, because that's the only place he was able to enter. He can't enter deeper than that because he's a mitzora, so he didn't get sprinkled on. So therefore, they would make the semicha in Sha'ar Nikanor, then they would have to walk the animal inside the azara to do the shechita, so there was no tekef. Tekef applied to all of them except for Asham Mitzora. Now Gemara has the proof now. V'i amart bi'ah b'miksat lo sheme bi'ah. If you're going to tell me that a partial entrance is not considered anything, meaning a partial entrance is okay, li'ayil yadeh v'lismoch. Very simple. Let him stand in Sha'ar Nikanor and let him stick his hands into the azara, and then he can make semicha. Which means, again, if you're telling me that bi'ab b'miksat, that a partial entrance into the holy areas is not considered an entrance, what are you telling me? Give me a rule. Rule when it comes to semicha. Take it for semicha shechita. Right after the semicha, you got to do the shechita.
therefore, do the simicha in a place where you can do the shaita. So the samach and right away cut. So you want to accept for one case where we cannot do tekif. That's the Hashem Mitzorah. Why? Because he cannot walk into the Azara, the Mitzorah, until he gets sprinkled on, he cannot walk in. Oh, so what are we telling him to do? So what we tell him to do is stand in Shara Nikanot. That's outside the Azara a little. Stand in Shara Nikanot. And make some mikhava there. Make some mikhava there. And then what? And then you'll walk the animal into the Azara. And you don't have to take it, but you have no choice. Gemara said, what do you mean? Why don't you say, let him stand in Shara Nikanot. And stick his hand in to the Azara. Put the animal in the Azara. In the place where he can make Shaita. Let him stick his hands in and press down on the animal. And he can make Shaita. So he can fulfill the tekif even by the Hashem. Mitzorah. Ela, what do you see? From the fact that the Gemara doesn't give that option. Must be they hold that bi'ah b'miksat. Shemi bi'ah. That even a partial entrance is considered a bi'ah. Oh, so therefore we have a proof too. Ula. Vinismuch Amar of Yosef. So then, now we have to say one more thing, which is just a technical point. Exactly. That means, here's the Mizbeach. Okay? Here's the Mizbeach. You have to make the Shechita to the Tzafon of the Mizbeach. It's a big mahlok at what's considered Tzafon HaMizbeach, north of the Mizbeach. So this is the width of the Mizbeach. This box is the width of the Mizbeach. Okay, the what? Everybody holds to the width of the Mizbeach. This is north side. This is north. Okay, so everybody will hold to the width of the Mizbeach. All the way to the wall is considered north. That's not machloket on that. But there's an opinion of Rabbi. Rabbi says not only the width of the Mizbeach, the whole north side. This is the south side. Draw an imaginary line. This is the south side, this is the north side. Rabbi holds the whole area from the wall to the wall on both sides, all the way to the eastern wall. All this area is considered north. Why am I telling you that? Because I can make shechita over here. Okay? I can make shechita on the side of the Mizbeah. Shani Kanor is here. So let the guy stand in Shaar Nikanor. Let him stick his hands into the Azara, make semicha, and you can make shechita here. So therefore, the Gemara is saying, if bi'ah b'miksat, if a partial entry is nothing, so we have a way to do it. Put the korban at the, not in front of the Mizbeach. Put it on the side of the Mizbeach, mamash to the gate of Shaar Nikanor, where the Azara and Shaar Nikanor meet. Put the animal there. If Shaitan's kosher over there, according to the bee we're talking about, let the guy stand in the mitzorah, let him stick his hands in, let him make the simicha, and if he makes the simicha, take it for simicha shaita, and you're okay. So the Gemara says, so then we have an ayah, from the fact that it says you can't do that, so must be that bi'ah b'miksat is a bi'ah, partial, and doing this, sticking his hands is a problem, that's all that shita. The Gemara says, no. Amar of Yosef Hamani, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudahi. The Amar Mirhak Safon. Gemara says, no, we're going according to Rabbi Yosef. Really, I can tell you like this. Bi'ah b'miksat is not a problem. Bi'ah b'miksat is not a problem. So why don't you do that? Why don't you let the guy stick his hands in the mitzvah? No, because we're going like the Biyosir, this Beraita. This is the only place where you can make the Shechita is in the north with the width of the Mizbeach. So therefore, it's too far. By standing in Shaar Nikanor, even if he sticks his hands in, he's not going to reach the animal. Really, Bi'ah b'miksat is okay. But it's not going to help you in this case. Because we're going like the Biyosir that says you can only make the Shechita to the north of the width of the Mizbeah. So that's why you have no ra'ayah.
Why don't you say you have to get as close as possible? Tekif is tekif.
No, tekif is tekif.
What's the point?
That's not tekif anymore.
Once I don't have tekif, I can do it anywhere? That's what we say?
We mean anywhere.
Meaning,
why do it in the Kanor Bechlal?
Yeah, do it like that. That's the closest place you could be. So you would say tekif. No, once I don't have tekif, I don't really need to.
Right. More tekif than the Kanere. Good point. I mean, why you still do it like that? You're closer.
Right.
Elano, bring it out to Shaar Nikanor, Let him do it over there, and then let him, and then walk it in. A couple more steps you're gaining. It's not tekef anyway. It's not tekef anyway. Good. So comes the Gemara and says, "V'de'avid pishpash." The Gemara says, "Wait, what are you talking about? I could still make the tekef. You're telling me there's no tekef by the Hashem Mitzora. Why is there no? Why there's no tekef? I'll make a tekef to Michash Shaita. How? Here's the Mizbeach, right? Here's Shaar Nikanor. Shaar Nikanor is here. So, by sticking his hands, it's not going to help me because I have to do the Shaita here. Right? So this is not going to help me. But there's a wall here. Why don't you make a little door over here in this wall? And now he can stick his hands in this little gate and you can do tekef. Let him stick his hands into the pishpash, into the pishpash, like a little gate, little window, and then you can do the shaita in this area over here, and still you can, if you're telling me what, that bi'ab and mix'at is not a problem, that you can stick your hands in, it's not a problem, so what are you doing pishpash? From the fact that it says that it doesn't give you the option to make this pishpash, must be because bi'ab and mix'at is a problem. So we still have an ayah for ula. Gemara says no. Abaye v'ravada amitarvayu akol bechta b'yad Hashem alai eskil kol melechet atavnit. Which means when Shlomo built the Beit HaMikdash, all of the specifications of the Beit HaMikdash were given by Hashem, and you can't just start adding pishpishin. It's not an option. There was a certain amount of windows, a certain amount of doors, a certain amount of gates. So that's not an option to start building an extra pishpish in order to alleviate this problem. It wasn't in the plans. So that's not an option. So therefore, the only option was what? For him to stand in Shani Kanor. Shani Kanor, and sticking his hands in, but you're not going to have tekef. Because even if he sticks his hands into Shani, even if he sticks his hands in, it's not going to be tekef. So you see what? That you do not have an ayah. I can really tell you that bi'ab and miksad is not a problem. But still, even if he sticks his hands in, you're not going to have the issue of tekef, because anyway, you cannot make the shaita only next to the mizbeah. So if we have no ayah for ula, we tried to bring an ayah, the bi'ab is a bi'ab, there's no ayah at the end of the day. So again, all the animals need tekef except for asham mitzora. That's what the Braita said. Ikad amre. We have another version of this. Ikane Amre, Amar of Yosef, Konasomech, Rosho, Virubo, Machnis, Maitama, Kolkoho, Ba'inan. Hilkach, Lo Efsha. Another answer. Really, I'll tell you, Bi'ab Miksat is nothing. You're right. Sticking your hands into the Azara, nothing. Not like Ula. I said, why do you do that? Because this rabbi holds that when you sumich the animal, you have to sumich the animal with all your strength. So it's not enough just to stick your hands in, because you're not going to get the power. You got to lean on it. So your rosho v'rubo has to be inside in order to give the pressure on the animal. So once already it's rosho v'rubo, it's not an inyan of bi'ab miksat. We're out of the subject of bi'ab miksat. You can't bring me an ayah from bi'ab miksat. The reason why you're telling me that he has to bring the animal outside into Shara Nikanor, it's not because we're worried of sticking and stick his hands in. Really, he'd be able to stick his hands in, but you're not going to get a good simichat if he sticks his hands in. Why? Because you got to need kol kohor. And therefore you need to put your whole body in, the majority of your body. That's a different story. Everybody agrees putting your whole body in, not allowed to do that. That's not biyab b'miksat anymore. That's biyab b'kolo, biyab b'rubo. That's no raya. Comes again, what it says. Maika sabar. Okay, we're going back to the shitana. You told me all the animals need tekef. Tekef the smicha, shaita. Except for what? The asham of the mitzora. So Gemara wants to understand the shita. My kasabar. What's the shita over here? I kasabar smichat asham mitzora. De oraita. Ve tekef the smicha, shaita. De oraita. Ni'ul ve lesmoch. Lehedya. Derachmana Amar. Right? Come on, let's go slow. This concept of simicha on the mitzvah's korban, is it deoraita? Yes. It says in the Torah, you got to stick the guy's hands on the animal, make simicha. That's deoraita. This concept of tekef is smicha shechita. This concept, you got to do it immediately, right? The smicha, the shechita, in the same place. What kind of concept is that? Let's assume it's deoraita also. We're going to make v'samach, v'shahat. We'll make some sort of hekesh. The time is deoraita. So if all these concepts are deoraita from the Torah law, what's the problem? The Torah knows the rules. The Torah is telling you, make simicha on the mitzvah, on the animal. Okay, good. And the Torah tells you another place, and don't forget tekif. Don't forget that you got to do it in a way where right after the shaita, simicha, you can do the shaita. So isn't that implicitly saying that you could will waive the law here and let the mitzvah go in and do the shaita and do the simicha in the place? Let him go in. Just like we waved that he could stick his thumbs in order to get the tahor. What are you holding? If you hold tekef is deoraita, and you hold the simicha is deoraita, so then that means the Torah is telling you, sorry, in this case, even though normally a mitzvah cannot enter, but this case he can. So what's the problem? What do you tell me? Except for mitzvah. Why except for mitzvah? Let the mitzvah also go in. Torah is telling you again, it's a simple kladim. Postulate A. Simicha tekef is the oraita. Postulate B. Simicha on the korban of the mitzvah is the oraita. Equals, do the simicha. He has to do it. Alright, but you're not allowed to walk into that spot. Well, obviously, the Torah is telling you in this case, he can't walk into that spot. So Gemara says, Amar of Adab bar Matna, Gezerah, Shema Yerbe, Befsiot. Says, you're right. You're right. Menat Torah. Go into the Azara. Do the Smicha, do everything. So why did the rabbis say he can't do it? It's from the rabbis. Why doesn't the rabbis want him to do it? Because we're worried that after the Smicha, you might take an extra step. You see, the Torah will allow him to go to the Azara to do the Smicha. So it takes, let's say, 4 steps to walk into the Azara, make the Smicha, and then make a U-turn, and take 4 steps out. Okay, the Torah will matir that. But am I worried? Once he's in there, the guy's not counting the steps. He might take 1 step forward.
Not necessary.
Now it's a mitzvah that's walking into the Azara. That's a karet. That's a problem. So then when the rabbi is making Gezerah, you're right. Minat Torah, you could even do this. This whole subject that we're talking is with Rabbanan. Gezerah, Shema Yerbeh, Befsi'ot. That's all you're worried about. That a guy might add, may take an extra step in the Azara. Therefore, we tell the guy, you know what? We're going to waive the tekif rule, even though tekif is the oraita. We're going to waive the tekif rule, gezerah, because it's a sur over here. Could come to karet, he takes an extra step. Okay, so that's that answer. Comes to Gemara and says. Okay, ikad amre. We have another version up here. Amar av adabar matnas simichat asham mitzora deoraita. Veteke for simichat shaita lab deoraita. Okay, another way to answer it. Says no. Really, I'll tell you, the simicha on the korban of the mitzora is deoraita. That's clearly. But the whole law of tekef is the rabbanan. I thought we have a gezerah shava or hekesh v'samach v'shahat. That's midrabanan. The rabbis made that up. It's not really a hekesh deoraita. Oh, once you're telling me that, now I understand the whole thing. That's why he told me, since the whole deen of tekef is a drabanan, so I'm not going to let the mitzvah go into the azara to do a drabanan. That's why he told me we're outside. Simicha is deoraita, but tekef is drabanan. So therefore, I'm not going to let the mitzvah go into the azara to do the rabbanan, because he's tameh. Not because he might take an extra step, because it's a sur min haTorah to go in there. Tekef is the rabbanan. Simicha is the oraita. Right, because tekef is not the oraita. Right, because you don't need tekef. So min haTorah do the simicha and shani kanor. Right, he's doing this. Oh, but the rabbis told you need tekef. The rabbis told you to take it, but not in the case where he's going to Yisur Deoraita. That's not the answer. Why he told me you can't do tekef by the Mitzvah case? Meti ve Gemara, we're talking about. Vesamach v'shahat. Now it's going to give you the pesukim. It says, Vesamach, let him stick his hands on the animal, then v'shahat. Gemara says, Ma simicha b'tehorin, av shechita b'tehorin v'i amart lav de'oraita b'tme'in lame mashkachat la. What's the Gemara derasha? It says the pasuk v'samach yedo al rosh ha'ona v'shachat et ben ha'bakar lefnei Hashem. So Gemara makes a hekesh between the semicha and the shechita. Ma semicha b'tehorin? Why? Because the semicha, it's assuming you can only make semicha in the azara. If you can only make semicha in the azara, so therefore, and why in the azara? Because must be we hold tekef the semicha shechita. It's an assumption. Must be this tekef the semicha shechita. So therefore, the semicha must be done in the place where you can do the shechita, and the shechita is done in the azara. Therefore, the semicha must be done in a place that tehorim, only tehorim can enter, so you can fulfill the mitzvah of tekef. Oh, so therefore, oh, and what? And tameh cannot enter the azara, and I'm even bi'ah b'miksat. We're gonna say that what is not considered a bi'ah, but still you need your full body in order to put all your strength on the animal. So the guy's got to be there in the azara. So semicha can only be done b'tehorim. So just like semicha can only be done b'tehorim, av shechita b'tehorim. Good. So we say chadush we're teaching you now. Atame cannot be shochet. Chadush. Atame cannot be shochet. Stam alone. Don't do it now. I'm telling you chadush. Ma semicha b'tehorim. That's the key line. What does semicha b'tehorim mean? Semicha b'tehorim means mid'oraita. I need to make the semicha in a place where only tehorim can come. Why only place to? Because since I have a rule of tekef the semicha shechita, and therefore I know the shechita is in the azara, so therefore the semicha must be by tehorim, because only tehorim are able to enter the azara. Good. So ma semicha b'tehorim, av shechita, we're going to tell you, is b'tehorim. Now be'i amart lav de'oraita, and if you're going to tell me that the tekef lore is not the oraita, you don't need the tekef. So therefore, why does it say semicha is only b'teorim? B'teme'im nami mashkahatla. Which means you can also make it b'teme'im. Which means let him do it outside the azara. Let him do it outside the azara. You tell him I have a hekesh. Get the first part of the hekesh. That's the main thing you have to remember. Ma semicha b'teorim. Just like semicha needs to be done by teorim. Analyze those words. What does that mean? Semicha needs to be done b'tehorim. Why b'tehorim? That must be because semicha's got to be done in the azara. Whoa. Why's it got to be done in the azara? That must be because there's a law of tekef. Because right after you do the semicha, you're going to have to do the shechita. And we know that only tehorim are able to enter the azara. Oh, so since min haTorah we have a law of tekef, therefore it's going to affect my semicha, that can only be done by tehorim. If you tell me that tekef is the rabbanan, if you tell me that the tekef law is the rabbanan, what do you need to do it by tehorim for? Do it outside the azara, do it by tebeim, and then go inside. Ela, from this braita, you see what? That the tekef law is a Torah law. Gemara says, Ela ipuch. This would have, this what we just said, Ravada. Bar Matna, switch it around. This Ika de Amri that we just said. We said a statement above. We said Simicha of the Asham Mitzura is the Oraita, and Tekef is the Rabbanan. Switch that statement around. Simichat Asham Mitzura lav the Oraita. Oh, v'Tekef the Simicha Shaita de Oraita. Okay, look what he's saying now. He's saying a different Hadush. Tekef is the Oraita. But the simicha on the animal of the mitzurah is not deoraita. Okay, we have to see why.
How can it be?
How can
if I don't have to do the simicha, how can you tell me I have to?
No. Simicha. Go.
Yeah.
In animals where you need a simicha deoraita, so take if the simicha is deoraita. But by the mitzurah, you don't need the simicha. The semicha that you're doing by the mitzvah is the rabbanan. The rabbi made that one. Okay. How do they know that? Even though every asham needs semicha. That's okay, but I was going to learn that later on. Okay, but not Hashem Mesorah. Kanir'eh, they're saying only the Korban Hashams that are coming to Matir, him to eat, but not a Korban Hashem that's coming to Mechaper. It's a different type of Korban Hasham. Right, we're going to make a Hiluk. This is not the conventional Hasham. Oh, so let's speak out clearly what was just said over here. Avada comes, as I'm going to explain to you. You told me, when it comes to the Hasham Mitzorah, do the Semikah and Shana Nikanor, do it outside, then let it in. What's the logic? Oh, I'm telling you the logic. Tikkif is the Oraita, by the way. Oh, Tikkif is the Oraita. You're not getting a Tikkif. If you're doing the Semikah and Shana Nikanor, then you got to walk it into the Azara. Hey, what happened to the Tikkif? So they're saying, that doesn't matter. There's still a break. It's still, you have to walk it in. It takes 10 steps. It's not Tikkif. But it's not immediate anymore. It's not immediate. Tikkif means the second you do the Semikha, don't walk. Boom, slaughter. Tikkif means immediately. By letting him walk it in, you ruin the Tikkif. But the Gemara says, by Mitzorah, you have no choice. Because really the whole Semikha is not necessary min Torah. So therefore, I'm not going to let the Mitzorah go into a place where he's tameh to do a Semikha that he has to do min Torah. So therefore, do the Semikha outside, and then walk it in. What about Tikkif? There's no deal of Semikha even by Hashem Mitzorah. No deal is with Rabbanan.
Tikkif doesn't stop.
Right, there's no Tikkif on this thought that you don't have to make a Semikha b'chlal. Od pam, the Baraita said, all animals, Tikkif, the Semikha, Shechita. Except for Hashem Mitzorah. Hey, why not Hashem Mitzorah also? So I'll tell you why. Because you don't need to do a Semikha on Hashem Mitzorah in the Torah. So what am I going to tell the guy? Okay, Mitzorah, go into a place where you can't go? Of course not. I'm not going to tell him that. In the Torah, you don't have to do a Semikha b'chlal. Okay, the rabbis want you to make a Semikha. Good. So stand in Shanikanor, press your hands on the animal as hard as you can, and then walk it in. If I take it, take it, boy. It's Semikha, boy. Even you don't need a Semikha, boy. So what do you want? What do you make the whole story? That's the way the Ika the Amri can be learning. Okay. Kavzi Gabanan says. Okay, now. Let's go back. You gotta know where we're holding. The Gabanan just. Zevachim, as I told you already, has a different style than most Gemariyot, where there's a natural flow to question and answer, question and answer. In Gemara Zevachim, a lot of times, the Gemara all of a sudden will jump back to something that we were discussing without giving you any warning or notice. Here the Gemara says, Ravina Amar. Ravina Amar, okay, what? So Rashi tips us off. What is Ravina coming to do it? Top Rashi. Ha da Amar Ula. Le'el Mishvah Shekish. Bibi'a Miksat. Ula taught us a rule. It's the way we started today's Gemara. Bi'a Miksat Shem Bi'a. He held what? That a partial entrance is considered an entrance. It's considered a bi'ah. Oh, so if a partial entrance is considered a bi'ah, so we brought a... This is on yesterday's daf. Yesterday's daf. We brought a question. What was the question against him from Rav Hoshaya? By Korban Pesach. He had a mitzorah. It was his eighth day. Let's talk what happens on the eighth day of mitzorah. He goes to Beit HaMikdash. He goes in as far as he can. He sticks his thumbs into the Kodesh. Well, he's not allowed to go really, but he has no choice. He's got to ta'ot, mitayin himself. Yeah? Sprinkle his thumbs, and then he's good. Shalom, I'm saying. It was the eighth day. He didn't sprinkle his thumbs yet. He became a Baal Keri. Another Tumah he got on himself. Oh, so Baal Keri, he has a problem. Because he's not allowed to go into the Azara. He cannot go into this area over here. But it's Erev Pesach, and we want him to bring his Korban Pesach at night. If we don't let him go in and kosher himself because of the keri, so he's not going to be able to meter his thumbs, and then he's going to be stuck, and he can't bring the Qurban Pesach. So he said, all right, you know what? Since Qurban Pesach is a karet, it's mitzvah ta'aseh sheyesh ba karet. So yavo Qurban mitzvah ta'aseh sheyesh bo karet, and let it push away this tum'ah of a bal keri that's going into the azara that does not have a karet. That was, we wanted to say that it's, you know, we'll push it away. It's okay. So the Gemara wanted to say, oh, that if bi'ah b'miksat is considered a bi'ah, so therefore going into the azara is yisur karet. Which means, a bal keri is not allowed to go into the azara. For a bal keri, that's tumah that came out of his body. If he goes into the azara, it's yisur karet, by the way. So what does the Torah say? Torah says, you know what? Listen, you gotta take into consideration, you gotta bring Qurban Pesach tonight. So you know what? We'll let him stick his thumbs in to the azara. Even though it's bal keri, and bal keri cannot go into that spot. Alright, listen, karet, Qurban Pesach. Hey. If you hold bi'ah b'miksat is a bi'ah like ula, sticking your thumbs in is already a karet also. That was the Gemara's question. If bi'ah b'miksat is a bi'ah, so what are you telling me? Let the bal keri stick his thumbs into the azara. Listen, for Qurban Pesach, it's a karet situation. Wait, according to ula, sticking his thumbs into the azara is a bal keri. It's also karet. So why is the karet, the Qurban Pesach, going to push away this karet? That was the question against ula. So Ravina is going to answer that question. Ravina says, Ravina Amar, Ne'inyan Malkut Itmar. Ne'inyan Malkut. Oh, you Ula, when he said Bi'ab Miksat is considered a Bi'ah, he didn't mean Bi'ab Miksat is considered a Bi'ah to be Hayav Karet. All he meant is Bi'ab Miksat is considered a Bi'ah, Le'inyan, that it's an Isur, you'll get Malkut. I mean, there's different levels. If the guy enters the Azara totally, that's karet. But bi'ah b'miksat also is a bi'ah. But not, don't think it's full entrance. You'll get lashes. So there's no karet on that. We thought, let me tell you what we thought. We thought when Ula said, partial entrance is an entrance, it means there's no difference if you stick your thumbs in or you stick your whole body in. Once you're partially in, you're in, and therefore it's a karet and the game over. Now we're saying, no. He didn't go that far. He meant you're not allowed to go in partially. But he didn't say that you're going to get a karet. You only get karet if you go in fully. What do you get if you go in partially? Malkut. So that thing's very good. Back to our Qurban Pesach case. Qurban Pesach, the guy became a bal keri. Qurban Pesach, if you don't bring your Qurban Pesach, the Isur is karet. Yeah? So what do we say? You know what? Let him stick his thumbs in. We'll waive this because you got a karet. And there's not a karet when he sticks his thumbs in. Because it's only a malkut when he sticks his thumbs in. So a karet against the malkut, the karet's going to override. Therefore, that's what he said. Therefore, no problem. So now, if somebody asks you, according to Ula, a guy sticks his hands into the azara when he's not allowed to, bi'ah b'miksat is a bi'ah. But what's his punishment? Lashes. Not malkut. And we thought till now it's malkut. We thought it's a karet. Come on, no, it's not that severe. No, in that case, we waived it. In that case, of course, we waived it. Because we have no choice. But in a case, regular way, we don't have a reason to waive it. But the guy stopped, he stuck his hands into the azara when he should not, then we give him malkut. But if he walked in, let's get it. Different degrees. It's deoraita. Deoraita. He has a gezera shava. He's going to say. It says bechol kodesh lo tiga ve'la mikdash lo tavo. So just like negi'az malkut, so too he's going to tell you this is talking negi'az malkut. He learns it from a derasha. Deoraita. Okay, now we have a very important derasha coming up. Gemara says like this: Ki ata Ravin. Okay, Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael. Amar Rabbi Abu. Okay, listen to the pasuk. Get this pasuk good. It says, "Bechol kodesh lo tiga." It's talking about somebody that's tameh. Actually, later he just gave birth. You led it. Bechol kodesh lo tiga. She cannot touch kodesh. Ve'la mikdash lo tavo. And she cannot enter the mikdash. So the Torah obviously is comparing touching to enter me. Kol kodesh otiga, v'le mekdash otabu. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Abu, le'enyan tamesh shenaga bekodesh. Itmar. Okay, bechol kodesh otiga, what is kodesh? Kodesh is kodesh mizbayah. It's telling you that this yoledit cannot touch things that belong on the mizbayah. And if she touches these things, she's going to betame them. The itmar tame shenaga bekodesh leshlakish amar loke Rabbi Yochanan amar eno loke. Okay, let me clear what's taking place over here. Above, leshlakish learned from this pasuk that bi'ah b'miksat is a bi'ah. I'll tell you how we learned it. It says, Bechol Kodesh lo tiga. Don't touch Kodesh. How do you touch Kodesh? Partially. You don't touch Kodesh with your whole body. You touch Kodesh with your hands. Isn't that partial? So Shakish said above, just like Nigi'ah is B'miksat, then it says, Ve'la Mikdash lo tavo. Ah, just like Nigi'ah is B'miksat, Bi'ah is B'miksat. That's the way the Shakish learned above. Now we're learning a new way. The Pasuk's not talking about Bi'ah, B'miksat at all. The pasuk is coming to tell you what Bechol Kodesh Lo Tiga. It's teaching you a rule that a tameh should not touch kodshei mizbeach. That means after you slaughter the korban receives tum'ah, and that's it. And like the Shakish says, you're going to get malkut. The hadush is nothing to do with bi'ah. It's teaching you a rule. If a tameh guy, a lady, touched Korban, when she was Tameh, she gets lashes. And the Yohanan says there's no Malkut. What's the logic of this Machloket? The Yohanan says, Shekish, Amar Loke, Bechol Kodesh, Lo Tiga. It's a lab. Bechol Kodesh, Lo Tiga. Don't touch the Kodesh. Lo Tase. What happens when you transgress a Lo Tase? You get Malkut. The Yohanan, Amar Eno Loke. What's the logic of the Yohanan? Why Eno Loke? So he says, Ha'u Betruma Ketiv. Aha. Hadush. You're right, it says Bechol Kodesh Lo Tiga. By the way, what does the word Kodesh mean in that Pasuk? I don't know. I thought Kodesh means Kodesh is Korban. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, Kodesh means Teruma. Just tell me a lady that's Teme'ah, she's Teme'ah Yoledet, she's not allowed to touch Teruma. And if she touches Teruma, she's going to make it Isur. Okay, can I ask you a question? If she touches Teruma, she makes it Isur and she gets Malkut? Yes. And what if she touches a Korban? No, you don't get Malkut. Isn't that a Kavahomer? If she touches Teruma, you're telling me you get Malkut. So Kavahomer, if she touches a Korban, which is on a higher level, certainly going to get Malkut. Yes? So what's Rabbi Yohanan's logic? Rabbi Yohanan says, no, if she touches a Korban, there's no Malkut. Because that Pasuk of Bechol Kodesh Teruma Teruma. V'lav Kavahomeru? But we have a problem, we have a rule. En mazhirim min ad-din ve'en onshin min ad-din, which means you can't punish somebody based on a kal vachomer, which means it's got to be written. Even though logic tells me, if you tell me to teruma, which is a lower level, she can't touch. So can't check in this? No. We have a rule. It's got to be written explicitly. You can't learn a law from a Kal Vachomer without a warning. It's got to be written explicitly. Okay, so let's go slow. What's the Machloket in this Pasuk? Concentrate for 2 more minutes. Bechol Kodesh Lo Tiga means what? Kodesh Lakish, don't touch Korbanot. You touch Korbanot? Okay. The Yochanan says, talk about Korbanot of it. This is talking about Teruma. You touch Teruma, okay. Ah, Korbanot, Kal Vachomer, you can't learn a Kal Vachomer. Okay. Rish Lakish. Is that what the Pasuk is coming to teach me? Hai mev'ele azara ochel besar kodesh. Oh, different item. He needs this Pasuk to teach me something that eats besar kodesh betum'ah. Not touches it. Now you're going to ask me, how in the world does he learn eating? Is it bechol kodesh lo tiga? How does he learn from that Pasuk that if a tameh eats kodesh, he gets malkut? It's not about the eating. It says, the itmar. Azara le ochel besar kodesh minayin. Let me tell you a rule. To be hayab a punishment in the Torah, you always need 2 pasukim. You need 1 pasuk which is a warning, and another pasuk which tells you the punishment. So the Gemara says, We have a clear pasuk in the Torah that says somebody that eats korban betumah, he gets punished. That's a clear pasuk in the Torah. It says betumato alav. Yeah, it's correct. We have a finished pasuk that says somebody that eats kodesh betumato alav, correct. So the shakisha, but where's the warning pasuk? You need a warning pasuk. So if you know what a warning pasuk is, shakisha amar bechol kodesh lo tiga. I don't know how bechol kodesh lo tiga is me warning of eating, but let's accept what he says for now. So the Gemara says bechol kodesh lo tiga is the warning pasuk, and I got another pasuk that tells me you get a punishment. So good. So the Gemara is asking the shakish, you're telling me that bechol kodesh lo tiga is my mamash touching, but you use it already for and as an out for eating. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Tane Bardela, Atya Tum'ato Tum'ato B'mi'at Mikdash. Ma Le'alan Anash Vezir, Afkan Anash Vezir. Rabbi Yochanan is side point. But I'll tell you what Rabbi Yochanan says anyway. Rabbi Yochanan says, you know how I know Isur eating Korban B'tum'ah? It says the word Tum'ato by entering the Beit HaMikdash. You're not allowed to enter the Beit HaMikdash B'tum'ah. You cannot enter the Beit HaMikdash B'tum'ah. Clearly the Pasuk says, somebody that enters the Beit HaMikdash B'tum'ah is Hayav Karet. Now, in the entering the Beit HaMikdash B'tum'ah, I have a warning Pasuk. It says, V'lo yitameu et mahanehem, and I have a punishment. And it says the word Tum'ato by eating korbanot betumah. So I'm going to say tumato tumato, just like by biat mikdash, yesh azara v'yesh onesh. After gabe eating tumato tumato will tell me, even though I only see onesh, it's like it was azara as well. So the azara from eating is from tumato tumato because of Yohanan. Yes, yes, that's right. Leave Rabbi Yohanan's gezerah shiva. I want to know the shtekish. The shtekish tells me a hetush. How do I know that if a guy who's tamein comes and eats korbanot, that he's going to get punished? What do you mean he's going to get punished? It says a Torah pasuk that says he's going to get punished. No, you need a warning pasuk. Where's the warning? Ah, you know what a warning is? Bechol kodesh lo tiga. It says don't touch the kodesh. And for some reason he's learning touching is meaning eating. So the Gemara says tameh shenaga bekodesh mida'af karachmana bilshon negi'ah. Azara le'ochel mede'etkish kodesh le'mikdash. Okay. That's the Gemara's answer. Let me explain it to you. The Torah says, don't touch kodesh and don't enter the mikdash. Now stop. Why in the world would the Torah put these two subjects in one pasuk? Don't touch and don't enter. Must be the connection between the two. Otherwise the Torah is not going to put them in the same pasuk. So the Shekish is thinking like this. What do I know about entering the Mikdash? If you enter the Mikdash betumah, it's karet. Yes? So must be the beginning pasuk also is talking about something that's karet. Now we know touching there's no karet. So must be that when it's biblical kodesh lotiga is referring to eating. Because just like the sefa is a karet subject, must be the resha is a... Oh, so how does he know ochel from the connection between bi'ah and the beginning? How does he know nigi'ah? Because the pasuk says lotiga. Because there's no malkut. There's no, doesn't say anywhere in the Torah karet by nigi'ah. It's just a tam. It's a lotaseh. So otpam, you can learn two things in one pasuk. Ask me. How do I know according to Rish Lakish a warning that if you eat something betumah, it's asur? It says because kodesh lotiga. What the God? That's not eating. Oh, be smart. Don't read the word so literally. Look at the neighbor. Right after Lo Tigah, Zevela Mikdash Lotavo. Why would the Torah put this Lo Tigah next to Lotavo? Must be to tell me that there's a connection. Just like Lotavo is a karet, if you go betumah, must be the beginning of the pasuk is also a karet subject. What's the karet subject? Eating betumah. The Torah clearly says, "V'eat betumah, get karet." Oh, so from the hekesh of bechol kodesh tikatrei megdash otavo, that teaches me achila, and from the fact that Torah wrote achila b'shon negi'ah, that teaches me what negi'ah as well. That's a lotase. Then you get malkut. So I know two things in the pasuk.
Nigiyah, you get malchut.
Yes.
You cut it.
Right. The eating, I'm comparing to the end of the pasuk. Mm-hmm. But since Torah, why did Torah say beferu? Say, bechol kodesh lo tochal. Why did it write achilah b'son nigiyah? To teach me another rule. That nigiyah is a lav. So she gives us two things. Amazing. When you read this pasuk over here, bechol kodesh lo tiga, the way the Shtakish saw this pasuk, bechol kodesh lo tiga, don't eat kodesh betum'ah. Hey, oh, bechol kodesh lo tiga, where'd you get that from? Huh? And we know the Tavo is Betumah as Karet. So what's the beginning of Basuk is a Karet. And we know the Torah says if you eat, you get Karet. So it's Azara for eating. But why did the Torah say eating? Blashon Nigiyah. Oh, teach me a second law. Then Nigiyah, because it's also Isur is Elav. I mean, it's unbelievable the way they saw the Pesukim. Continue. Then I was just going to repeat exactly what we just said over in a Braita. Tanya kivated Rish Lakish bechol kodesh lo tiga Azara le'ochel. אתה אומר עשרה לאוכל או אינו אלא נוגריה תבוא דומר וכל קודש לא תגע למקדש לא תבוא נקיש קודש למקדש מה מקדש? דבר שיש בו נטילת נשמה meaning carrot נטילת נשמה take it away if you go into the מקדש בתומעה אף קודש so to the קודש בגינינג לפסוק דבר שיש בו נטילת נשמה meaning carrot ואי בנוגיה, if it was only talking about נוגיה, נטילה נשמה, מאיקה, there's no carrot by נגיעה, אלא באכילה. And therefore it is as אכילה, because the sefer is a carrot, and since it said אכילה בשור נגיעה, and such a bright light just to support what we just said in the name of the Shtakish. ברוך הבא לעולם, אמן ואמן.